She's going with the flow. That's using your noodle. He's the cat's pajamas. We know what these phrases mean, but what exactly do they mean? I mean, when you think of it, cat's pajamas? Well, most of us don't think of it, but award-winning Canadian illustrator Wallace Edwards did. For him, cat's pajamas was a white Persian cat lounging on a sofa, her claws painted red, her PJs lace-trimmed multicolored. She could be waiting for someone to bring her a cup of tea and make it snappy. Make it snappy? Wallace Edwards' new book, The Cat's Pajamas, contains over 24 beautiful color pictures that give visual and literal dimension to idioms like graduating with flying colors, get your ducks in a row, there they are, all in a rowing skull, rowing together. We'll have some of the pictures at our website, hereandnow.org, so you can follow along as Wallace Edwards joins us from the CBC studios in Toronto, Canada. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
What a lovely book. And you start with the definition of idiom. What is that?
Mm-hmm. The definition it starts with is it's a group of words whose meaning cannot be understood from the meaning of the individual words.
Right.
It's an expression peculiar to a specific language that cannot be translated literally. It really just refers to the way we put words together that make little pictures that convey meaning.
I mean, we know cats and we know pajamas, but you put them together, and what the heck is that?
Actually, the cat's pajamas doesn't actually refer to a cat. It refers to a man named Mr. Katz, who was a tailor. In the 1700s, and he made the beautiful finery and pajamas for the royalty, and the expression came from that anything that was top drawers was, again, top drawer, another
top
idiom.
Top drawer, right.
Anything that was beautiful was the cat's pajamas.
Look at that.
So that's where it actually originally came from, but we've come to take it to just mean something that's fantastic.
Well, and I like your rendition of it better. She's just laid out there, the kitty in her pajamas. Here's another one of my favorites. By his second time around on the Happy Hurler, and we see this wooden roller coaster, fantastical sort of thing with a pig, just joyously in the front seat, Hammy, the pig, was having more fun than a barrel of monkeys. And sure enough, right behind him are a barrel of monkeys, and they are not happy.
Well, I like sort of the idea of him having more fun than a barrel of monkeys, because usually, you know, the barrel of monkeys are having the fun. But I thought in this case, although one of the monkeys is actually just reading a book and eating a banana and is ambivalent to the situation, but I thought that would be a sort of a fun way to approach it.
The rest of them are covering their eyes because, again, they're on this roller coaster. But what's one of your favorites? Pick a picture, and why did you pick it?
I liked that Blanche discovering that finding her way home from the party was a piece of cake. I just like the idea that a piece of cake means something easy, and that I just thought of drawing a mouse carrying a piece of birthday cake with a candle on it, lighting her way.
As she walks down, apparently.
As she walks down an old sewer pipe or some sort of old dark corner.
Right. And, oh, there's a little kitty cat.
Yeah, there's a cat in each one. This the book, The Cat's Pajamas, is actually sort of a follow-up book to a book I did called Monkey Business in 2004. It, too, was a collection of illustrated idioms. And in Monkey Business, there was a monkey sort of in every single painting, and some were easy to find and some were sort of tucked in as kind of a little extra dimension to look for. And so when I did The Cat's Pajamas, I just sort of kept the same kind of motif.
There's actually two.
There's two,
Blanche.
Yes.
Yep.
Often what happens, what often happens is I'll put a cat in and an editor will say, "That's too hard to find. Could you make an easier cat to find?" And then, of course, I'll show it to a kid and they'll find the 1, 2, 3, just like that.
Well, that's because they're kids. Well, here's another illustration. On the day of his art show, Vincent the Crow, and we see Vincent with a little beret walking down the street, was so nervous he didn't know if he was coming or going. He's carrying a very sort of Dada-esque painting in which there's several Vincents inside the painting coming and going and coming and going and coming and going.
It's sort of the idea of him pacing back and forth in one spot. So I have him holding a painting of himself walking the other direction, holding the painting of himself walking the other direction and onward and onward and down. I don't know. It just sort of, that's what sort of came to mind. I sort of get the visual idea for these idioms by just doodling in my sketchbook.
Using your noodle to doodle. What, I mean, what is it about idioms? And I'm referring to the illustration where somebody uses his noodle and it's to play a violin. So there's a noodle from his pasta that he pulls up to use as the bow on the violin. The drawing is just fantastic. What would you say your style is?
Before I started doing children's books, I did freelance illustration, and some of my clients were magazines that had to do with nature, and I also did a lot of work for the Metro Toronto Zoo. So I did a lot of sort of almost scientific kind of level illustration of animals, and it sort of has carried over into my book work. So, you know, I work in pencil and watercolor, and I try to sort of get a blend between fantasy and reality as close as I can.
So everything looks very real, but the idea is just fantastic.
Whatever image gets conjured up by the idiom itself, it just sort of... I think of it as sort of like a picture hanging in the air, and I just try to see what happens, just sort of conjure it out.
How many idioms do you have left? Do you think you've worked your way through most of
them? There are thousands and thousands. When I did Monkey Business originally, I did drawings, sort of rough illustrations for about 85 of them, and we ended up doing 26 because that's sort of the limit of the book. And so I had a whole bunch left over, and they sort of percolated for several years, and then when it came time to do The Cat's Pajamas, I actually got all new idioms pretty well. There's thousands and thousands of them, literally. And it's just endless possibilities. They're very fun.
Here's a few. Snug as a bug in a rug. Cat got your tongue. Down for the count. Easier said than done. Every cloud has a silver lining. Lose your marbles. Let the cat out of the bag. I mean, there's just so many. We went to a website, and there's just so many. Get something off your chest. Mm-hmm. Be a fish out of water. Find a needle in a haystack. Cat got your tongue. Ew. Yeah. That would be an awful one.
That could be great. Yeah, some of them are a little grim.
Well, actually, we'd love our listeners. I mean, we mentioned a ton, but, you know, if you've got some as well. Butterflies in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorites in your current book, Cat's Pajamas. I have to find it here. It's some creature holding its own tongue.
Oh, it's an anteater.
Oh.
It's an anteater looking at a painting of an ant and holding her tongue, which can also mean, you know, withholding comment, but also at this point she doesn't want to, she wants to actually eat the picture. It's a little goat showing a painting of an ant playing a guitar to a anteater. And it says, the sight of Sir William's new painting made Anita hold her tongue.
Anita the anteater.
Anita the anteater. Yeah, I like to play a bit with the names of these creatures as well.
Well, you know, an ant playing guitar and a goat on a tour of a museum with an anteater, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's Wallace Edwards. His book is The Cat's Pajamas. And what do you think it is about idioms that, you know, why do we just love them so much?
They just conjure up interesting pictures. I think we're very visual creatures before we're literal. If you actually stop and look at our language, it's just full of amazing little pictures that tell a little story.
Wallace Edwards, his book is The Cat's Pajamas, the second children's book in which he illustrates idioms. Wallace, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.